Today's special Cannabis plus Corona equals Opportunity series is brought to you by Helix BioTrack, the largest seed-to-sale tracking and dispensary point-of-sale software solution in the industry. Since 2010, cannabis dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and manufacturers have trusted BioTrack to securely and confidently keep them in compliance while managing their businesses. With flexible solutions for both THC and hemp industries, customizable workflows, built-in machine learning and data analytics that deliver actionable insights to the right people at the right time, it's clear why cannabis companies in 37 states and 9 countries depend on BioTrack. For comprehensive cannabis software and business solutions that cover the requirements of compliant seed-to-sale tracking and data reporting in every state, there's really only one choice, BioTrack. Go to BioTrack.com today for secure cannabis software solutions that you can count on.
Positions, they wanted to go into that state if they liked that deal before. Well, you're going to love that deal now if that deal's still on the table. And in general, these deals are only going to get better if you are an investor in the markets. We picked up a deal for 2 dispensaries that were at a higher price and now are at a lower price.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. I'm Dan Humiston, and on today's show, we're continuing the Cannabis plus Corona equals Opportunity series with another cannabis entrepreneur who, by refusing to let fear of the virus cloud his judgment, is discovering new opportunities for his company, not just to survive during the crisis, but to thrive. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we have another special report on uncovering cannabis opportunities created by the coronavirus. And joining me to talk about cultivation in Nevada is Michael Sassano from Solaris Farms. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be on.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out to speak with us today. Solaris Farms is a large-scale industrial greenhouse cultivator, and you're located in the heart of Las Vegas. So you're the perfect person to talk about how the virus is impacting the cultivation sector in Nevada. I guess to start, can you kind of give us an overview of your market? Roughly, what were your pre-corona numbers? Like, how much were you producing? Like, just give us an idea where the baseline was.
Well, as far as Solaris Farms, we're in a perpetual rotation. We harvest pre and post coronavirus between 200 to 400 pounds dry every single 2.5 weeks. So we pulled down a 4,000 square foot bay with over 1,000 plants every 2.5 weeks here. And that hasn't stopped post coronavirus.
Yeah, good. I mean, that's encouraging because, you know, you hear a lot of sky is falling mentality in other sectors. And everybody that we're talking to in this industry, we're not seeing that. I know things are changing hourly, and we're recording this episode, just so our listeners know, on March 24th. So things may change, but as of today, how has the virus impacted things?
Well, in Nevada, the cannabis industry was deemed essential. So we are here to get the medicine out to the patients, get the product to the customers. We have had impacts to how the dispensaries are run, no crowds. People weren't exactly adhering to that. So they had to stop in-store visits. You know, we have a robust delivery economy here. Ultimately, it kicked into deliveries, and there's a 2.5 hour wait or lag time just to get through the delivery stage.
I mean, that's encouraging. It's too bad that we had to make the changes with the dispensaries. What changes are you doing internally within your company? I mean, you have to be concerned about employees, and you have to be concerned about, there's probably a lot of adjustments that you've made.
Well, the employees are our first concern and their safety. We implemented procedures to check temperature before people walk into the door. If somebody should be sick, we ask them to stay away from 7 to 14 days unless they get a note from a doctor or CVS. CVS has been very good at giving tests to people. We had 3 guys tested just in case. Also, internally, we keep everybody with a nice distance. And for cleaning protocols, you know, have been heightened, even though we are a antibacterial zone. I mean, we're fighting things like Aspergillus that is naturally in the air in quantity coming into the facility. So clearly fighting an obscure virus that may come in on people or clothes is just a little extra care that we have to put in.
I think those are all necessary. I mean, you got to make sure that your employees are safe and feel confident when they come to work. You have some ideas as far as crop rotation in case you need to slow down productivity or make some adjustments. Maybe you can give us an idea, strategies, if you have to make any adjustments in your business model.
Well, I mean, initially I had proposed to investors and the Solaris Farm board to slow things out, pull a crop out of rotation rather than doing two harvests going forward a month. We would end up doing one harvest a month. And, you know, in there we could rotate in some new genetics. We always wanted to rotate, but we never had the time to do. But as far as our decision recently went, we've decided to keep on with where we're at and accumulate any unsold product as inventory and wait for better times. What we initially started to prepare for and where we ended up actually is no change.
That is so encouraging. Again, like I said, with all the negative that you're hearing, it's great to hear that things haven't really changed and you're moving forward just like you were before. Under that same heading, crises do create opportunities. And within the cannabis cultivation sector, would you see any opportunities that might be materializing from this crisis?
Well, people were looking for money before, and now that money has stopped, stronger groups with better cash positions. They wanted to go into that state if they liked that deal before. Well, you're going to love that deal now if that deal's still on the table. And in general, these deals are only going to get better if you are an investor in the markets. We picked up a deal for two dispensaries that were at a higher price and now are at a lower price.
I want to take a short break to let you listen to a quick preview of our next episode.
So 10 stores, 3 years, 200,000 square feet. We believe we can garner 10% of the market share for Southern California over the next 5 years. We estimate that at a $7 billion market, CBD and THC. So if it all worked out and we were able to get that 10%, that could equate to something in the neighborhood of $500 to $700 million. We think we can run a 22 to 24% EBITDA business around that.
Tune in on Thursday to hear the next episode of the BioTrack Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Michael Campbell from Showcase by Cal Ethos. And now let's get back to today's show.
The name of the show is Raising Cannabis Capital. Do you plan to be raising capital in the future to maybe take advantage of some of these opportunities?
As of this morning, we sent out over 128 different emails alerting people to where our stance is. And we've had multiple calls with investors and investor groups, people that we've been looking to expand with. And ultimately, instead of doing expansion right now, we've pivoted to we're buying up a few projects right now. Just in the last week, we put out two LOIs on two different possibilities. So for sure, we've kind of pivoted to the buy scenario rather than why expand out right now when we'll use that capital to pick up a asset that's cash flowing.
Wow. Well, that's good news. And we'll have all of Michael's information and Solaris Farms information in the show notes and on the MJBulls.com website. So if anybody wants to circle around or any investors that are listening and want to talk to him further about this, just reach out to him directly. Michael, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, big pleasure. And thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Today's show was made possible by the generous support of our sponsors, like Alt36, the country's premier blockchain payment processing platform that's providing dispensaries and its customers with a safe and secure payment option other than cash. To learn more, go to Alt36.com. Today's podcast was produced by MJ Bulls Media, the industry's premier cannabis podcast network, with original music produced in part by Jamie Humiston. I'm Dan Humiston, and you've been listening to the Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I invite you to discover the Cannabis Podcast, a biweekly podcast focused on a Canadian's cannabis culture. I would be the Canadian, and my cannabis passion and culture has been building for 5 decades. I share that passion for this wonderful plant in every episode, through conversations with cannabis advocates and enthusiasts, stories about the ever-changing legal environment, and some hands-on testing of product in a segment I call Cultivar Corner. The Cannabis Podcast, a Canadian's cannabis culture, one toke at a time.